Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. Okay. I'm not gonna apologize for what happened. I'm not gonna say I'm sorry about the situation. I'm just gonna say that Things been different. Things haven't been the same. I can't quite place my finger on what's been happening, what's been going on that's got me shook, that's got me rattled, that's got me shaken, that I just having a hard time of getting grips. I'm just having a hard time of being me, being myself, being I'm not going to necessarily comfortable in my own skin. It puts the lotion on the skin. None of that. Just being my version of normal. My version of self. And that's why I can't. I just can't apologize. I can't say that I'm sorry for what happened, for what went down, for what popped off. It may happen again. It may not happen again. I'm hoping that it doesn't happen again. Quite frankly, I'm wishing, I guess we can throw hoping in too. I'm wishing and hoping that it doesn't happen again, yet it may happen again. There may be some time, 2, 3, maybe 4 centuries from now, when I'm just a young adult, it's possible that it's going to happen again. And I'll just look back, it's like, oh, I remember 2 centuries ago when that happened, and it took about 2 centuries for it to happen again. Oh, no. That's why I can't say that it's not going to happen again. I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to say I'm sorry, because I'm not. That would be not telling the truth. That would be just saying something to comfort you. And that saying something wouldn't be the truth. Hey, we can, come on. It's me, the future leader of the Mouthbreeders. It's me. Same person that you have that nonverbal communication with. It's me. So I don't have to go as far as to say something that's not true, that's not accurate, to comfort you. I can do other things for that. I can tell a joke for that. I can entertain in numerous ways. I'll just say it that way. In numerous ways. Final answer. That's why I can't just come out outright and say that I'm sorry for that. Definitely is not going to happen. Not going to happen. Not going to do it. It wouldn't be fair. Not necessarily to me. It wouldn't be fair to you. If I made that bold claim, it wouldn't be fair to you if I just said that. I can and I will, however, say that I'll try my best so it doesn't happen again. I would try to do everything I can so it doesn't happen again. And if it happens again, I'll just say, hey, it happened. Let's keep it moving. Hopefully it's not the same technically, maybe some different variation of the mistake. Because if it's the same mistake and making the same mistake twice over 2 centuries, that's just not good. That's not good for anyone. That's not good for me. That's not good for you. That's not good for people. It's not even good for robots. It's not even good for cyborgs. It's not good for artificial intelligence either. Or either. Whichever one sounds better. And it's definitely, I can say, something that won't and does not keep me up at night. It doesn't. There are other things. This does not fall on the list. This doesn't even come close to making the list. If there was a vote, it wouldn't even be on the ballot. How about that? If there was a nomination, it wouldn't be thought of. Ever. So that's why I can't say that I'm sorry for using the language that I used for the show. I can't say that. In the future, going forward, moving forward, and other shows to come, during the show, when there comes a point where I have to use unfriendly language, when I have to use language that's not appropriate, not necessarily curse words, because I don't do curse words here. We don't do curse words here. Curse words are frowned upon. Nobody wants to be cursed. Nobody wants to bring a curse on them. So, no cursing. No curse words. No cursing. I don't want to curse anyone. I don't want anyone cursing me. Maybe a hex, but not a curse. Maybe a hex, but definitely not a curse. Because curses are hard to break. Once you get the cursing and the curses, it's hard to break. It's not something that you can just snap your fingers and, hey, curse is gone. Snap your fingers. Hey, no more cursing. Snap your fingers. Hey, was that a curse? Yes, curse. So, a hex? Okay. Curse? No. And that's why I say no cursing. No curse words, no cursing. That's none of that. That's neither here nor there. But the inappropriate language, the aggressive language, it's not my fault. It's someone else's fault. I'm definitely going to point the finger on this one. And I'm pointing the finger in the direction of someone who's extremely exceptionable, I should say. Extremely exceptionable. That's the one who forced me to go down this path. To force me to do that. To use that language. To say those words in that context. In that context, because I would have been creative enough to use it in a different context. I would have been creative enough to use it in a different way. I would have been creative enough to just transfer or substitute that word for another word and just had a play on words and a play of words. And a member of play as well. However, the exceptional one, I was just repeating. I was just parroting what I heard. I was just parroting the story. The story. If I was on top of my game, if I was myself, if I was just normal and things were happening, things were just taking place, I wasn't shook, I wasn't rattled, and everything was going down the way that it should, and everything was happening the way that I expected, and I can just decode the pattern, I can just put the pieces of the puzzle together. I can just have this foresight, you know, forward thinking. Yes, and the forward thinking, I'm doing the air quotes so you can get a visual here. Air quotes, forward thinking. Yes, if I had the forward thinking, air quotes, and the wherewithal to be able to know that, I'm not exceptional. I'm definitely not the exceptional one. Repeating those words, saying that, it may be inappropriate. It may not be the right setting. It may not be the right time. May not be the right place. May not be right the situation for me to go down this path and say these things and do it this way. Maybe I should think of another way to do it because this is not going to work. Not with my audience. Not with my audience. But I'm different. I'm not the same. Something's wrong. Something is very wrong. And I can't say that I'm not rattled. I can't say that I'm not shook. I can't say that I'm not thinking correctly. The critical thinking, the pros and cons, the analytical side, it's out of order. The hamster on the wheel, he's tired, needs some water break. Something to that nature. Yeah, something to that nature. Because if everything was working properly and if everything's working correct and I was just fine and just doing what it do, dancing to my songs, singing to my songs, and of course, making my chest pop, I would have said earmuffs. I would have said this time right now, it's going to be inappropriate for a few. It's going to be inappropriate for many. It's going to be inappropriate for a number of people. Earmuffs time. You have been warned. And see, that statement right there would have solved so many problems. That statement right there would have made everything cool, or substitute cool with my favorite word, amazing. Amazing. Hindsight, 2020. And yes, 2020, air quotes. But I didn't think of it at the time. I did not think of it at the time. I didn't think that it was the thing to do. I didn't think that I had to. I didn't think it was something that I even should have considered. Because the analytical part wasn't working. The analytical part said, no, thank you. The analytical part said, I'm tired. The analytical part said, I want to sleep. The analytical part said, hey, I'm hungry too. And you can't do all those things at one time. That's too much going on. It is too much going on. Yeah, I know. This is definitely the reason why I couldn't be the leader. This is definitely the reason why I'm not number one. This is definitely the reason why my dreams and aspirations to become the mouth breather that I should become hasn't happened. And I'm so far away because I can't do all these things at the same time. I have to do one at a time in a linear fashion. Linear fashion. And that's why I'm shook. I'm rattled. I'm shaking. I know what you're thinking, but you're like, is that really something that can shake you up? Is that really something that can rattle you? And I just have to say, yes, yes, yes. And it's spelled just like you think it is. Just like you think it is. And with that being said, and with that being the confession. Just know that it's going to happen again. It's going to take place again. There's going to be a moment. There's going to be a situation. There's going to be a time, an event where I'm just not going to do the proper thing. I'm just not going to be a proper person. I'm going to slip up and not make the best decision that I should. And making the best decision at that given time should have been, hey, some inappropriate language is coming. Curse words? No, it's not curse words because we don't curse here. Just inappropriate for everyone or no one or some people. Earmuffs. The earmuffs is the indicator where you should cover your ears and not listen. You should tune out. You should fast forward. You should go in the other room. But then, how would you know when it was over? How would you know when to come back? How would you know that it is time? It is time. That is an amazing question. It's an amazing question. And right now, I'm going to communicate that answer to you nonverbal. Nonverbal communication, the communication that we share, that we do. And see, now that you got that nonverbal communication and you have the answer to that, of course, that's how we're going to fix that issue, solve that problem, put the pieces of that puzzle together. Nonverbal, of course. When the earmuffs time's over, I can just, and then you'll know, hey, it's over. I can tune in. I can listen again. We can go back in the room. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. Everything is just not cloudy, but sunny. Sunny. Everything is fine. Everything is okay. And the NCAA tournament is producing so much chaos. So much chaos. And I enjoy chaos. I like chaos. However, chaos and bad basketball is a terrible combination. Chaos and bad basketball is like taking a quarter and flipping it in the air to try to make a decision that I want to make, and that quarter just going somewhere else where I can't find it and I can't make a decision. So I'm just baffled and I'm stuck. What should I do? What should I do? How will I know what to do? And Duke losing, that is pure chaos. Because so many people want Duke to lose. So many people dislike Duke. So many people just want to see Duke fail. Fail. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel nice. It makes them feel important. It gives them feelings, a meaning. Duke losing. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. I just wish I had so much of this investment as you. I just wish that I was myself. I just wish that I wasn't you. And maybe, just maybe, I can blame you, not you, but you, NCAA. You, NCAA, and your bad sport. You, NCAA, and your bad basketball. I flipped my quarter in the air to decide if I was going to watch, pay attention, or anything to that nature. And my quarter's gone. I don't know where it's at. Did it land on hail? Did it land on tails? I don't know. I just know Duke lost. People happy. People feel good. I'm shook.